So the Rambam says, Ketzer hi, in the Perek Dalilchus Filolachat HaZayin, Ketzer hi HaKavona, Sheyefanas Libo Mikol Machshah HaMachshavos, and then he says, V'yira Atzmo Ki'ilu Omer Lefnei HaShchina. What does that mean? What are you supposed to imagine?
Not allowed to imagine anything.
It's a... I'm with Lefnei Hashem. What's Lefnei Hashchina?
In front of the parochas?
Okay, I'd hold on to that one. So we're trying to define the Rambam, Perek Dal Lachat HaZayin, that Yira Atzmo Kilu Omer Lefnei Hashchina. What does that mean? So the Rambam and the Mar Devuchim, one of them in the Mar Devuchim, how many are there? Do we do all of them? There's one more, okay, do one more. But the last one was what? It was Or?
Yeah, it says Shechina Shehi Or Nivra.
Shehi Or Nivra. Okay. Last
Perek Gimel.
Perek Gimel.
Book Gimel. Book Gimel.
Perek Nimbez. And what does he say again? What's the Lashem of the Shechina? That we should know that we're always walking. So that's why you have to have kavod. So what does it mean? So from all the ones we have, he says Shechina means an Or, or Shechina means a Nivra, something Nivra by Moshe Rabbeinu that he viewed. But there's one common denominator. All these things manifest the Kvod Hashem. The Kvod Hashem. So that's why the Chachamim always cover their head, because the Kvod Hashem is as well the Chaloritz. So Omid Lefnei Hashchina means that he's standing before the Kvod Hashem. He should have an idea of the Kvod Hashem.
What's that? Idea?
That's an idea that emanates from the physical object of the Shechina, like a special light that filled the Mishkan. So when a person saw that, what he saw was not the physical light, but what he saw was the Kvod Hashem that the light was created for. So what the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Tefillah is that it's not enough for a person to feel like he's standing before the Borei Olam, because it's not really a kavanah that's conducive for tefillah. That he has to have more than that. He has to have the Borei Olam and the Kvod Hashem. That those things, which, not the things themselves, but the Kvod Hashem that emerges from them, like the Chochmas Olam. So the Chochmas Olam leads to Kvod Hashem. That's what the Rambam says at the Molei Cholaretz Kvodo. That we're always Makom Shechinaso. We're always Makom Kvodo. So the Omid Lefnei Hashchina means he's Omid Lefnei the Kvod, Lefnei Kvod Hashem. The idea of Kvod Hashem should be in his mind. Yeah. If you think of Chochmas Abriya, so that leads to the idea of Kvod Hashem. Or the same thing by Kvod Hashem on Har Sinai. was a light, but the light reflected the idea of the Kvod Hashem. So it's the Kvod Hashem. In other words, what Ram is saying is that he has to have the idea of Kvod Hashem. That's what he's saying. Without the idea of Kvod Hashem, tefillah is lacking. Which makes perfect sense.
It's not just like an abstract idea.
Not that I'm standing before God. And what does that mean? That's right. The Kvod Shemayim. The Kvod Shemayim has to be in his mind. That's very good. Why you have in the Birchas Shema, so you have the Malachim, Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, Shem Malach Olas Kvado, Ayem Kam Kvado Lumasam Birchem Ero. So it's the Kvod Hashem. The idea of the Kvod Hashem is a necessary preamble for Tefillah. That's what it means. You know, you have to say that it was something that was created, but when he viewed it, it gave him certain ideas of the Kvod Hashem. Of the Kvod Hashem. Right. Gave him certain ideas.
Right.
He says, Yes.
That's what Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was say.
He says, "Yosha Haisashan Imzos Hasaga Chosh Haraos Abul Davar Nivra Asher Biriyaso Tehe Tihiyas Shlemos Hasaga Hasechlas."
So when he sees it, it's mashlim the Soga Sechlas.
Somehow. Which helped affect the idea.
Right. Sure. Basically, it means anything which endows the person with the concept of Kvod Shamaya, whether it be the universe, whether it be the Migdash, whether it be the Kvod Shamaya, but the Migdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manabe, Yisbenei Odom, Chochmas Hashem. That's what he means. That's why the Gemara says, because Halacha Psuka reflects the system of Halachas behind which is God's infinite Chachma. But if you learn a Sugya in specific, which gives you the appreciation of Chachmas Hashem, then that's not good because that's distracting because the guy's mind will be tied to the Sugya. So that's no good. That has a detraction.